Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will have short introductory remarks, and then they'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary General.
So, Prime Minister Andrej Plenković, welcome to NATO headquarters. This is your first visit in your capacity as Prime Minister to the NATO headquarters, and we really appreciate your strong commitment to NATO and all the contributions that Croatia is making to our shared security, both with the presence and your contributions to our deployments in Lithuania and in Poland, but also the fact that Croatia has troops both in the NATO mission in Afghanistan and in Kosovo, and the role you also play in the region, helping to address the challenges we all face in the Western Balkans. Let me also thank you for the support you provide to Ukraine. And we think it is extremely important that NATO continue to provide both political and practical support to Ukraine. So all your efforts helps to make NATO strong, and it shows that NATO is an alliance of 29 allies where we stand together and respond to a more challenging security environment. We also welcome the fact that Croatia has stopped the cuts in defense spending and has now started to increase investments in defense. We all made a pledge in 2014 to stop the cuts, gradually increase, and then move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense. And Croatia has stopped the cuts and started to increase, and we welcome that. At the same time, we underline the importance of continuing the increase because we need to invest more when we see that the security environment becomes more challenging and difficult. Let me also then highlight the importance we attach to what Croatia is doing when it comes to helping other neighbors in the Western Balkans to work on their Euro-Atlantic aspirations. NATO's door is open. We just enlarged last year with Montenegro, and we have other aspirant countries in the region, and we welcome support and efforts you make to help them. So once again, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General, dear Jens. This was really a very fruitful and a constructive meeting. It is a great pleasure for me to be here in the NATO headquarters. And first of all, once again, commit Croatia's strong activity within the alliance. The fact that we have been a member now for 9 years, in the beginning of April, to be exactly 9 years of our membership. Throughout this period, I think we have demonstrated a clear solidarity within the with our allies, that we have been present in the NATO missions and operations. You mentioned yourself our long-standing participation in the mission in Afghanistan and as well as in Kosovo, but also recent deployment of our troops both in Poland and Lithuania. We are all preparing for the NATO summit, which will take place in Brussels in July. And I believe it is important that we agree on the main direction of strengthening the concept of the collective security, deterrence, as well as burden sharing among allies, and most of all, our progress in attaining the Wales objective that is going towards 2% of expenditure when it comes to defense. The Croatian government in the last year and 4 or 5 months that we have been in office has demonstrated very clearly, both in our budget of 2017 and 2018, that Croatia is increasing its defense budget. The objective is to increase our capabilities, to be interoperable, and to be ready to respond to all the challenges and threats that we might be facing as a country, but also that we might be facing as an alliance. Another important aspect is that my government has, in the first year of our mandate, adopted new national security strategy and the new law on homeland security, thus creating a clear strategic and legislative framework for better coordination of all the stakeholders in the security and defense domain. We care about our neighborhood. We would be very keen that the countries which are aspiring to become members of NATO, especially Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as Macedonia, where I hope that there will be a solution to the name issue, and I welcome the progress of the talks between prime ministers of Greece and, of course, with the new prime minister in Skopje, Mr. Zaev, and I think we have some good signals coming up, and of course, from that point of view, Croatia would very much support and welcome the membership of Macedonia in the alliance once this issue is addressed. We also are strengthening our relationship with Serbia and are watching carefully how the process of the dialogue between Serbia and Kosovo is progressing. When it comes to the relationship between NATO and the European Union, we know what the role, strategic role, NATO has for Europe's security. We are also understanding the evolution in terms of strengthening the defense and security dimension of the European Union without duplication, but with strong complementarity and the increased dialogue between the two Brussels-based organizations. I thank you for this opportunity. It would be our pleasure if sometime soon we would be again happy to welcome you in Croatia. Thanks.
Okay, we'll start with lady over there, Croatian TV.
Yeah, hello. Yes, Navarro, Croatian Television. Mr. Secretary General, are you satisfied with the speed how Croatia is increasing its budget on defense? And would you have any recommendation in this regard? And Mr. Prime Minister, did you discuss the Croatian National Plan with the Secretary General on modernization of Croatian army and when it will be submitted or presented to the NATO countries? Thank you.
So we welcome that Croatia has started to increase defense spending. And that is important partly because it provides funding for capabilities and investments in the Croatian armed forces, but also because it shows that we stand together and we implement what we decided in 2014, which was to stop the cuts and then increase defense spending and move towards spending 2% of GDP. NATO allies did not promise to be at 2% within a year, but we promised to move towards 2%, and I welcome also the fact that back in 2014, it was only three allies that met the 2% pledge, also spending 2% of GDP on defense. This year, we expect eight allies, and in their national plans they have provided to NATO, the majority of NATO allies have pledged to reach the 2% target. But I welcome that Croatia, after years of decline, now is increasing defense spending, and I expect Croatia to continue on this development and continue to increase defense spending in years to come.
If I may just briefly answer, we didn't go into detail of our strategic defense review, but the Ministry of Defense has finalized the proposal. Very soon it will be presented to our Council for Defense, and after that it will go for the further adoption at the level of the government. You know that if there is a domain where we have shown a very dynamic activity, it has certainly been security and defense, and especially turning our focus to the Croatian soldier, his position, not only within the armed forces, but also within the society. And in my many contacts together with the Vice Prime Minister and Minister of Defense, I can tell you that this new vibration is visible within the armed forces, and our participation in all the international operations is appreciated by our partners and allies. And therefore, the fact that we are now at the 1.32% is a signal, and the increase is likely to continue, of course, with our hopes that the Croatian economy will continue to grow as it is growing in 2017, and you are all aware of the data.
Second and last question, gentlemen over there.
Hrvoje Krečić, N1 Television. First question both to Secretary General and Prime Minister. Did you discuss any specific detail when you were discussing the security issues of the region, perhaps the condition in Bosnia and jihadi fighters going to Middle East and coming back, or Kosovo, and Russian influence in the region, and how does it, what are the consequences to the security of the region? And another question to Mr. Prime Minister, fighter jets, did you touch that issue as well? And where is that, considering that procedure, where is Croatia with that? Thank you.
So the Prime Minister updated me on his assessments on the situation in the region and the developments in the different countries in the regions which are not members of the alliance. And I appreciate that very much, because it was an informative update on the situation in the countries in the region. We, of course, follow the developments in the Western Balkans very closely, because NATO has a history in the in the Western Balkans. We have helped to end two wars there, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and later on in Serbia, Kosovo, and we have presence there with our KFOR force in Kosovo, but also with our headquarters in Sarajevo and presence also in Skopje. And Serbia is a close partner. I also welcome the fact that we have been able to then enlarge the alliance with Montenegro. We did so last year. And we are working with other ASPEN countries in the region. We have seen reports about increased Russian presence and also attempts to meddle or interfere in domestic political processes. Of course, any kind of outside interference is unacceptable, and therefore it is important that all countries in the region, as other NATO allies, have to make sure that they are resilient and are able to respond to different attempts to try to meddle in domestic processes.
We, of course, discussed extensively and exchanged views about the situation in our neighborhood, especially in the four countries which are not yet members of NATO, two of them with a clearly defined ambition, and one of them not having this ambition at this stage, and one of them not being able to fulfill this ambition. I explained to the Secretary General the level of the dynamics and the intensity of relationship that we have with all our neighbors, where we would be very much welcoming that Macedonia follows the steps of Montenegro. I think that would stabilize on the long run the country's position and put on track the entire reform processes. And also the fact that Croatia is keen to resolve all the remaining issues that are somehow residual from the times of the beginning of the 90s. With the other neighbors and contribute to the stability and the equality of all three peoples in Bosnia and Herzegovina, especially the Croats, who are the least numerous by numbers, but should be and are equal in terms of their constitutional rights, especially given the forthcoming elections in October. When it comes to the fighter jets, of course, the Secretary General is aware that my government has been the first government in many years, after long debates, who did not hesitate a second on the necessity to acquire the capabilities when it comes to the air capabilities of the Croatian military forces. The process, which we call G2G bids, is coming to a close. We have examined all the offers that have finally been addressed to the Ministry of Defense, who has been conducting this process, and in the next few weeks the final decisions will be published. So we are close to the end of that process. It's a long-term strategic decision that will position Croatia as even more reliable NATO partner, but also it will increase our own security and solve the issues of Croatian Air Force for next 30 years. So it is not a decision that should not be taken with due care and all aspects being considered.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you for coming. Thank you.